Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by i3G Media.
New Rockford Cheyenne Region 2B Basketball on 1600 100.1. The Cardinal is brought to you by Dauenhauer Diesel, Columbia Grain in New Rockford, Dakota Regional Medical Center, Liza Eastus, Napa in New Rockford, Cheyenne Rodeo Club, Surety Title in New Rockford, Warren Implement, Haley's Auto, Sendak, The Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop, and Hefty Seed in New Rockford. Now, New Rockford Cheyenne Region 2B Basketball.
We welcome you to the Devil's Lake Sports Center in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. It is the 2025 NDHS AA Class B Boys Basketball Playoffs. Tonight, a Region 2 semifinal between the champions of District 3 in the regular season, the Rockets of New Rockford Cheyenne, and surprisingly, the place team in District 4, and I should say the District 4 champion, New Rockford Cheyenne, and the third place team in District 4, the Warriors of Warwick. Happy to have you with us. It is this first Region 2B semifinal, and it's a matchup between New Rockford Cheyenne and Warwick after both teams won thrillers in their quarterfinal. It was New Rockford Cheyenne getting a bucket with 4 seconds left from Easton Simon to evade a serious upset threat from the Langdon area Munich Cardinals yesterday by a final count of 47-45. And if you think that's dramatic and you have not heard what happened in this building in Game 2 last night, Park River Ford Bowl Lincoln had a 15-point lead in the third quarter against Warwick. Warwick came all the way back to tie the game at 57. They then had the ball 94 feet from their basket with 4 seconds left. The inbounds pass was thrown baseball style from Elijah Feather Jr. to the other end of the court, where it deflected off an Aggie arm right to Dalton Jorimo, who floated one in as time expired, and the Warriors advanced to this first Region 2 semifinal. BJ Walters here with you in Devil's Lake. The winner of this game is guaranteed to, at the worst, play on Saturday in Fargo, but the winner of this game will have a chance to punch the region's automatic ticket to the Minot State Dome a week from Thursday and the NDHS AA Class B Boys Basketball Tournament in the Magic City. For the losing team, they will play in a third place game on Thursday for the right to advance to Fargo on Saturday and a state qualifier. This is the Hefty Seed of New Rockford pregame report, and when we come back, we will bring you tonight's starting lineups and soon enough the opening tip. It is Warwick and New Rockford Cheyenne when Rocket Basketball continues in a moment.
Dauenhauer Diesel, located at 20 10th Street South in New Rockford, is your local family-owned diesel repair shop. Capable of troubleshooting and diagnostics, Dauenhauer Diesel gives you top-quality service and affordable prices. Dauenhauer Diesel is the best choice for diesel repair. We pride ourselves in our excellent customer service, and we fix everything right the first time. Give us a call at 701-947-2285 to make your diesel appointment today.
In today's market, matching agriculture supply with demand seems simple enough, but efficiently connecting producers and consumers in the global market has become increasingly complex. Columbia Grain has the resources to get the job done and to get it done well. They focus on the farm, have strong presence in the grain community led by an experienced management team, and have real commitment to the community. Call 947-2560 in New Rockford and Carrington. Visit ColumbiaGrain.com for more info.
Dakota Regional Medical Center of New Rockford offers medical treatment by nurse practitioner Liza Eastus. Liza has over 15 years experience in the medical field and 3+ years as a nurse practitioner. She can help with primary and chronic care needs, lab services, blood work, and DOT physicals. She is available Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at DRMC in New Rockford. Give her a call at 701-947-2042 to make an appointment or visit DakotaRegional.com.
NAPA of New Rockford is your local do-it-best store. NAPA wants to welcome the New Rockford Rockets to the game and wish them luck today. NAPA Auto Parts continues to connect professional automotive technicians, at-home mechanics, and everyday drivers with quality parts, aftermarket accessories, and car care products to keep their vehicles and garage equipment performing safely and efficiently. Come see Todd today at NAPA of New Rockford, your local do-it-best location.
Back inside the Devil's Lake Sports Center as the Hefty Seed New Rockford pregame report continues. BJ Walters with you. This is semifinal number one of the Region 2B tournament. The second semifinal to follow this one will be a top 10 matchup between North Border and Midway Minto. And in the regular season, North Border won both meetings. In the regular season, this was not a very good Warwick team. In fact, they come in tonight with a record of 12-10 on the season. New Rockford Cheyenne comes in 20-3. And in the regular season meeting that just took place February 18th, it was in Warwick and New Rockford Cheyenne won 73-53. The only losses this year for the Rockets at home to Carrington, 72-70. On the road at Mayport CG, 70-60. And on the road at number one ranked and undefeated Wilton Wing, 68-58. It is now time for our starting lineups. First for Warwick, they will start at one guard, a 5'9 junior, Aiden Black. At another guard, a 5'10 sophomore, Anthony Touche. The third guard is 6'1 senior, Elijah Feather Jr. At one forward, a 5'11 junior, TJ Longy. And at the other forward, a 6'2 senior, Dalton Jordan. For head coach Ryan Brown, assisted by Caden Feather and Marcus Jorimo. And now for the Rockets, they will line up this way. At one guard, a 6'1 senior, Cage Walford. The other guard is 6' junior, Easton Simon. And the third guard is 6'3 senior, Bennett Meyer. At one forward, a 6'3 junior, Easton Benz. And at the other forward, a 6' senior, Kaler Jacobson, or head coach Tyler Cook, assisted by Craig DeMeester and Chance Labrie. Warwick are in all black with orange trim. New Rockford Cheyenne in all white with Columbia blue lettering and numbers outlined in black. Warwick will move left to right across your radio dial and internet stream. New Rockford Cheyenne from right to left. We're happy to have you with us on KDAK FM 100.1 AM 1600 locally, all around the world at newsdakota.com on the KDAK, the Cardinal mobile app, and by asking your smart speaker to play KDAK, the Cardinal. That concludes our Hefty Seed New Rockford pregame report. The opening tip of this first Region 2B semifinal is next when Rocket Basketball continues in a moment.
Surety Title Company is dedicated to protecting New Rockford families with a price you can afford with professional service. Visit their office at 102 3rd Avenue Southeast or call 701-947-2446. Servicing New Rockford and the entire Eddy County region, Surety Title Company may be able to help you with all your abstracting needs in New Rockford. Professional agents are trained to research your property's title. Surety Title Company would like to wish New Rockford Cheyenne good luck.
Make sure to visit Warren Implement of Cheyenne, your local leader when it comes to farm equipment. Serving Cheyenne since 1965, Warren Implement is a proud dealer for Massey Ferguson, Gleaner Combines, Wilrich, Summers, and Morris. Don't forget they also offer parts and service. Warren Implement is dedicated to serve the Cheyenne area and has the latest line of equipment for all your farming and ranching needs. Your friends at Warren Implement of Cheyenne are proud to support the team and fans in today's game.
Haley's Auto Repair in New Rockford wishes the team good luck. Located at 625 First Avenue North, Haley's Auto Repair is the go-to where service is the difference. They have the best service hands down. They'll do the work correctly and only charge you for what is needed. No blinker fluid charges from these guys. You need your vehicle worked on. Choose a repair shop you can trust. Give Haley's Auto Repair a call. 701-652-5787.
Are you looking forward to the Cheyenne Stampede like the rest of us? Stampede will be on August 16, 2025 with the fun activities we always look forward to. Rodeo during the day, concert that night. The Cheyenne Stampede and Cheyenne Stampede NDRA Rodeo, presented by the Cheyenne Rodeo Club. Keep listening. Find out more information as we get closer to the dates. August 6, 2025, Cheyenne Stampede in Cheyenne, North Dakota. See you there, partner.
BJ Walters back with you at the Devil's Lake Sports Center. This first Region 2B semifinal, the Warwick Warriors and the New Rockford Cheyenne Rockets. And we'll keep you updated to the best of our ability on what's going on region over in Region 1. But if you're really interested, you can find it locally on Thunder Country 98.3. They don't get started for another half an hour, though. The first semifinal, Medina Pingree Buchanan against the Hankinson Pirates, and the second semifinal, the Oaks Tornadoes and the Lemoore Litchfield Marion Lobos. And Ricky Claverkamp will bring you those games on KDDR the Tornado and Thunder Country 98.3. Over in Region 3, it is all the District 6 teams, and nobody is surprised. It's our Redeemers against West Hope Newburg, and then Bishop Ryan and Belva. And in Region 4, Central McLean take on the Garrison Troopers, while Bowman County take on number one Wilton Wing in the other semifinal. Well, New Rockford Cheyenne yesterday got off to a pretty rough start. They were down 20-8 at one point to Langdon Area Munich. They will try to get off to a better start today. They scored the first 4 points of that game, and then Langdon landed a heavy haymaker with a 10-0 run and a 20-4 run.
The official for this evening's matchup are registered by the North Dakota High School Activity Association.
We're just about ready to go.
Your official Spencer Halverson, Jaden Pfeiffer, and Ryan Dillard.
The opening tip will be contested between Bennett Meyer and Dalton Joramo. 20-point game on February 18th. What happens when it really matters on March 11th? Here we go from the Sports Center. The opening tip is controlled by Warwick. And they move left to right against a man-to-man. They go to the 1-4 low set. And on the left side, a left-handed drive by T.J. Longy. He goes right wing, and now up top it's with Anthony Touche. Touche, a three, is off the front of the rim. Rebound tapped into the air and controlled by Easton Simon. Here he comes for the Rockets. He gets doubled, throws it up top, Bennett Meyer. Right side, Cage Walford down low. It's a zone because it has to be. And a travel is called, a turnover on the Rockets. It has to be a zone because there's no way Warwick can defend New Rockford Cheyenne man-to-man. From a size perspective, it's a bad mismatch. Up top, here's Touche into the mid-post. Joramo, right side, ball faking and driving in Longy. He goes towards Joramo, who misses. The rebound deflects wide to Easton Benz. And here comes Easton Simon for the Rockets. A minute gone by in a scoreless first quarter on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. Simon from the right elbow fires and hits. Easton Simon breaks the ice, 2-0 Rockets. And here comes Elijah Feather Jr. He is picked up in the man-to-man by Cage Wolford with one White shoe and one black one. Somebody lost a shoe. Here's a three that doesn't go. Rebound Walford. The man that lost a shoe is Jacobson. They're going to play 4-on-5, apparently. At the other end, the jumper by Simon is long. Rebound popped high into the air. Bennett Meyer has it. He'll kick it out. Left wing, a three for Simon. Bang!
Three, Easton Simon.
5-0 New Rockford Cheyenne on the Blair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. 6:15 to play in the opening quarter, and dribbling with the left hand is Anthony Touche. He goes left wing to Aiden Black. Up top, deflected ball, Feather retrieves. Elijah Feather Jr. drives right and gets hand checked by Wolfer. His first, team's first, game's
first.
6:02 of the first quarter. And it's 5-0 Rockets. Work with the basketball. Here's Elijah Feather Jr. at 28 feet. Tries to drive on Wolford. Does. Gets inside. Offensive foul. Taking the hit was Easton Benz. And Feather picks up his first. Feather and Jorimo are the guys for the Warriors. This is a Warwick team that made the state tournament 2 years ago and gave Central Cass a heck of a quarterfinal the year that the Squirrels won the title. Up top, Jacobson goes right side. Bennett Meyer around a screen. Meyer holds and then gets to Easton Benz. It hits a foot, goes into the backcourt, over and back, second Rocket turnover. And it goes back to Warwick. That was a game that Warwick led at the end of the third quarter against Central Cass 2 years ago. Driving left, Touche kicks out. Jorimo from the baseline is long with it. Rebound deflected down to Cage Walford. And so far, the rebounding is exactly what you thought it would be. Dominated by New Rockford Cheyenne. Here's Bennett Meyer in his Columbia blue shoes. He gives to Easton Benz. At the head of the key for Benz. Goes right side, Walford. He'll hold. Up top, it's Meyer. Backdoor cut. Simon gets blocked. Rebound, Elijah Feather Jr. Benz, Simon got stuffed. And at the other end, a quick fire three is long. Backside rebound. And a foul is called. Free throws upcoming for Anthony Touche. And the foul is on Kyler Jacobson, his first.
Kyler Jacobson, first personal Rockets, second. Anthony Touche to the line.
Touche shoots two. His first one rattles off. So Kyler Jacobson gets his first foul. This is not an incredibly deep New Rockford Cheyenne team. They go about 7.5 total. Second free throw rolls in, and it's 5-1. Here is Easton Simon across the timeline for the Rockets. Gives to Bennett Meyer. Left wing corner, Cage Walford. Down to a wide open Meyer, who lays it up, scores, and draws the foul on Jorimo. Chance for three for Bennett Meyer.
That's number four, Elton Jorimo. First personal, second team foul. Meyer at the line.
Chance for three for Meyer. It's on the way, and it rolls home. It's 8-1. Much better start for the Rockets today. They do not press. Here's Touche on the left side, around a screen. Goes into the corner for Black. Aiden Black up top. A Jorimo three is good. And it's 8-4, and a Sendak timeout is called by the Warriors. We'll take it as well. 4:17 to go, first quarter. Blair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. 8-4 New Rockford Cheyenne. And Rockets basketball continues in a moment.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
timeouts this postseason brought to you by Sendak. It's 8-4 in favor of New Rockford Cheyenne. And they have the basketball. There are no substitutions after that break for either team. Neither of these teams are incredibly deep. Left side, Wolford. Ball fakes, leads. Easton Simon gets inside, kicks it to a cutting Meyer, who lays it in. Beautiful basket cut by Bennett Meyer. It's 10-4. At the other end, Touche down the lane, floats it up and misses. Rebound, Kyler Jacobson. Here's Easton Benz having it deflected, and then it comes back to him. Benz gives to Simon, left wing corner. Wolford thought about a three, didn't take it. Instead finds Simon, who crosses over, gets downhill and had it poked free. Poked free by Touche, stolen by Elijah Feather Jr. Feather down the lane, spins, fades, fires, air ball. Backside rebound, put back, floats over the rim, and is taken in by Meyer. Thomas Almaris gets ready to check in for the Rockets. At the other end, Easton Simon gives to Easton Benz. On the left side, Wolford to basket cutting. Meyer, who throws it up top, driving in. Benz gives back to Meyer. Then Benz, a three, spun it off, rebound. Elijah Feather Jr. as momentarily we lost the shot clock. Actually, we lost power at the scores table for a second. It's back, so that's what that whistle is all about. And that will probably get Thomas Almaris in. It will. And Almaris does check in. As we suspected. Back to play just that quickly. Almaris, the 5'10 sophomore guard. And at the other end, an air jumper that goes in, and it's 10-6. On the right side, Meyer. Meyer. Up top, it's Simon for three, wide left, and taken in by Jorimo. Jorimo the other way in a 10-6 game. Right side, the layup is left short by Longy and taken in by the Rockets. Here they come. Easton Benz, kick, corner. Wolford thought about a three, didn't take it. Wraparound feed to Meyer. His pass deflected, and it's out of bounds off of Wolford and out of bounds. A turnover. 10-6. New Rockford Cheyenne, 2:10 to play, first quarter. Blair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard, and a deep three is off the mark and taken in by Almaris. Numbers the other way. If they hurry, lob, layup, blown, put back, foul. Free throws, Cage Wolford.
Foul number 10, TJ Longy, first personal.
TJ Longy picks up his first.
Wolford to the line.
Two shots for Wolford. His first one is long. It's 10-6 New Rockford Cheyenne. And into the lineup comes Alex Weisenberger, a 6'2 junior forward. Second one pops off. Rebound down to Warwick and TJ Longy. It's 10-6 New Rockford Cheyenne, under 2 minutes to play in the first. Jorimo drives left on Weisenberger. Kicks to the corner for three. It's off the front of the rim and taken in by Easton Simon. The three was taken by Touche. At the other end, a gamble and a loss into a Wolford three that skips over the rim. Rebound loose and taken in by Touche. And here comes Jorimo. Dalton Jorimo drives in on Weisenberger, gets to the 10, blocking foul called underneath on Easton Benz, his first. Free throws for Dalton Jorimo, who's got 5 of the 6 points for the Warriors.
Jorimo to the line.
Jorimo shoots 2. His first one, line drive shot off the front of the rim. It's 10-6 Rockets. Rockford Cheyenne has led the whole way so far. Second free throw falls in, 10-7. And six for Jorimo. Here's Simon. Right side, Almaris. Throws it up top. It's Easton Benz, gives left wing. High-low feed, not a great pass, but it finds Almaris on the back side of it, and he dribbles it out of bounds, a turnover. It was not a very good pass. They're going for the high-low, but that was much too high for Alex Weisenberger. At the other end, driving into the lane to lay it in and draw the foul is Anthony Tusch. Chance at a three-point play on the foul by Easton Simon, his first.
Foul number 23, Easton Simon, first personal, Rockets fourth.
And a chance to tie the game for the first time as Bennett Meyer gets ready to return. The free throw, and we're tied for the very first time, 10-10.
Bennett Meyer returning for the Rockets.
Final minute, first quarter. Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard reads New Rockford Cheyenne 10, Warwick 10. Left side, it's Thomas Almaris around a screen, up top to Weisenberger, down low to Meyer, who spins, lays it up, missed it long. Rebound, tie ball. And that will stay at this end. 45.9 of the first quarter, 10-10. As Coach Cook calls out the play. It's a cross screen. Weisenberger gets inside and finishes. Weisenberger sets the screen, comes off of it, makes the catch, and lays it home. It's 12-10. That was really well executed on a baseline inbound. Here's Feather spinning left. Elijah Feather gets inside and got fouled. He'll shoot two. And it is the first on Weisenberger.
15, Alex Weisenberger, first personal, Rockets, fifth.
Feather shoots two. Free throw goes, it's 12-11. That is Feather's first point. He will have another. To tie it, he's good, 12-12. And now New Rockford Cheyenne can hold for one if they want to. It's Easton Simon. Everyone in the gym probably expects Simon to get the ball here. It's Meyer. Oh, he had Weisenberger wide open, never saw him, and then throws it behind Simon. And at the other end, the layup goes in for Aiden Black. And that's how the first quarter ends with the score. Warwick 14, New Rockford Cheyenne 12. Rockets basketball continues in a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, your grand march. Your first couple, Madison, escorted by Jake.
They look great.
Her dress is gorgeous. And Jake's tux is amazing.
He looks sharp. It fits perfectly.
I heard he went to Petals and Stems.
The flower shop in Carrington?
That's the place. She got her corsage there, too.
Wow the crowd this year with the perfect fit. Visit PetalsandStemsCarrington.com or call 652-4040.
How do you know what your planting population should be? I'm Darren Hefty with Hefty Seed Company. Population is important in the health of both corn and soybean crops. In corn, a good rule of thumb is to look at bushels of yield per 1,000 seeds planted. Unless you're yielding more than 10 bushels per 1,000, we don't recommend increasing your population. Soybeans, on the other hand, thrive when planted thicker in lighter soils, dry areas, and with heavy weed pressure. For answers to all the agronomic questions you have related to seed, contact your Hefty agronomist today.
On the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard, we played a quarter and Warwick lead New Rockford Cheyenne 14-12. Warriors will have the basketball to begin the second quarter. Up top, driving left, Tusch kick out. It's Jorimo guarded by Myers. Jorimo into the lane, stops and travels. A turnover. 14-12, 11 seconds into the second quarter in favor of Warwick, but New Rockford Cheyenne with the basketball with Easton Simon. Around a couple of screens, Simon spins left, gets double, finds Jacobson back to Simon. Easton wants help. It comes in the form of Cage Wolford. Down low, and Kyler Jacobson gets fouled by Anthony Tush. No, maybe not. No, it was Aiden Black. His first.
First personal, first team foul.
And a baseline inbound for the Rockets. And it's a five-second violation. Simon couldn't get the ball in. A turnover. Work with the ball and a two-point lead. Here's Jorimo. Straight away against Meyer. Left side, Feather Jr. Elijah Feather Jr. for three. Wide right. Rebound, Easton Simon. He brings it the other way quickly. Simon, right side, Jacobson. To basket cutting, Bennett Meyer, who goes left side. Wolford's jumper long. Rebound, Meyer. Kick out. Simon, skip it, left wing. Bends, drives the lane, and finds Meyer for a corner three that banks in. He missed it so bad, he made it, and it's 15-14. Here's Tush, driving left, stops. Goes right side to Elijah Feather Jr. against Wolford. Feather gets inside, wraparound feed, kick out, left side. Jormo's three is long. Taken in, and now a drive and a floater, and an offensive foul. On Feather, his second.
Feather's second personal, second team foul.
And again, it was Jacobson taking the hit right to the chest. You are listening to the 2025 Region 2B semifinals. New Rockford Cheyenne leading Warwick 15-14 with 6:15 to go in the second quarter on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. BJ Walters with you at the Devil's Lake Sports Center. Here's a basket cutting Bennett Meyer laying it home. And Bennett Meyer already has 10. It's 17-14 Rockets. Straight away, Tush around a screen. Dribbles left, now drives right. Gets downhill, missed it short. Rebound, Bennett Meyer. Up ahead, too far for Cage Wolford and out of bounds.
Basketball fans, with that last basket, Bennett Meyer has crossed 1,000 career points.
And Bennett Meyer just reached 1,000 career points with that layup. Congratulations to Bennett. The 6'3 senior guard. Mid-post feed. It's Elijah Feather Jr. Crosses over going right. Feather stops, pops, and can't drop. Offensive rebound backside by Tush, who's guarded by Easton Benz. Driving left, Jorimo down the lane, misses. Rebound, Bennett Meyer. He's on his way to an easy double-double. Here's Easton Simon spinning, finding Easton Benz in the corner. Cage Wolford a triple off the backside of the rim, and the rebound is out of bounds to Warwick. 5:07 to play, first quarter on the Blair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. Back in comes TJ Longy for Aiden Black. And they brought in Monty Red Fox Jr. as well. Driving left, it's a Jorimo three that's short and taken in by Easton Simon. Simon is going to get bailed out by a timeout by Tyler Cook. A send-back timeout will take it as well. 4:51 until the break. New Rockford Giants 17, Warwick 14, and Rockets basketball continues in a moment.
The game is close. It's a big rivalry. Students jump out of their seats while the cheerleaders lead the chanting. Everyone is on edge. The shot is up and the buzzer sounds. All eyes follow the ball. Will it fall through the net? You can hear the hush of the crowd. With your whistle, you watch it. his feet were inside the line or not. The crowd erupts. It's a game winner. Or is it? You make the call. Become an official. Contact your local high school. A message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association.
Back inside the Devil's Lake Sports Center. 17-14, New Rockford Cheyenne leading Warwick with 4:51 to go in the first half. The winner of this ball game plays for the Region 2 championship Thursday night at 7. The losing team plays to keep their season alive Thursday at 5:30. Up top, Easton Simon. Into the corner, Easton bends. Back to Simon, straight away. Crosses over for New Rockford Cheyenne. Gives to Benz, who's down the lane. Extra pass, Bennett Myers shuffles it off. Kick, corner, Simon, three, long. Backside rebound taken in by Lungi. And here comes Tush the other way. Anthony Tush down the lane, kicks it out. Jormo for the tie. Wide right, air ball out of bounds. Goes back to the Rockets. Semifinal number two later on tonight. North Border and Midway Minto should be a beauty. Here is Easton Simon straight away on the right side. He finds Easton Benz. Now it's back for Simon straight away off a handoff. Benz right side. Turns down the Simon screen. Kicks it up top to Wolford. It's a good thing he's a good wide receiver. That was a tough catch. Here's Easton Simon. Around to Kyler Jacobson screen. Drives left. Steps back. Fires. It hits. Easton Simon with seven. And it's a 19-14 New Rockford Cheyenne advantage on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. At the other end, in the right wing corner, Feather pops a three. Short rebound right to Easton Simon, who's standing near the sideline but not on it. And here's Bennett Meyer. Leads for Simon across the 10-second line here at the Devil's Lake Sports Center. Simon gets a screen. He'll fake a three. Drive left. Get down the lane. Float it up. Miss it short. Get his own miss. Reverse layup. No. Rebound. Knocked out. Well, almost knocked out of bounds, but saved in to Elijah Feather Jr. Feather on the right side. Goes down to Jormo, who travels. A turnover. Warriors have been shut out this quarter as back in comes Aiden Black for Warwick and back in comes Alex Weisenberger for New Rockford Cheyenne. There's no pressing in this game, so the pace is a little slower. Here's Easton Simon, right wing corner, Easton Benz. Up top, Bennett Meyer, high-low feed, too high for Weisenberger again. And out of bounds. Now some token pressure. That's just to force the ball out of the hand of Feather. Instead, it comes to Jormo, who drives right, travels, not called, floats it in. 19-16. That sure looked like a travel. He got away with it. It's a three-point game. Here's Weisenberger on the inside. Kick out, Easton Simon. Deflected ball, stolen. Jormo to the other end. Jormo is fouled by Easton Benz. His second. First team foul and a baseline inbound.
22, Easton Benz, second personal. First team foul.
It's 19-16, New Rockford Cheyenne on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. Feather fakes a three, dribbles right, got fouled by Weisenberger, his second. Team second. And here's Thomas Almaris.
Alex Weisenberger, second personal, Rockets second. Thomas Almaris back in for.
He'll check in for Easton Benz. And he picks up Anthony Tush. Tush down the lane, lays it in and draws the foul. Chance for three. And it's a foul on Thomas Almaris. 19-18 Rockets. Rockets. Elijah Feather Jr. will get a drink while this free throw is shot, and it's made, and the game is tied. 19-19. At the other end, we're tied for the third time. Left side, it's Almaris. Up top for Wolford to pop a three. He's long with it. Backside rebound comes down to Touche. Warwick can take the lead again. Down the right side, a travel is called on TJ Lungy. A turnover. 19-19, 1:40 to play. First half on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. Here's Easton Simon, left side, Cage Wolford around a screen, gives to Jacobson, right wing, it's Simon, pick and roll, not there. Here's Meyer, left side, Almaris, down low, picked off, intercepted by Touche. 1:12 to play, first half. Touche for Warwick, gives to Jorimo. Jorimo gets by one, gets inside, missed the floater. Rebound loose and taken in by Almaris on the move with numbers. Almaris right side, Bennett Meyer inside, puts it up, missed it. Rebound, Wolford, and he had it taken away. Final 50 seconds of the quarter, tied at 19. Here's Touche at the other end. Skips it up top, a three is an air ball out of bounds by Black. And with a 6.5-second difference in the clocks, the Rockets will have the ball. 19-19. Ball is picked up at half court by Easton Simon. He goes to Bennett Meyer, who drives left, kicks. Simon drives right down the lane. Little eight footer doesn't go. Rebound, Jacobson, and he's fouled. He'll shoot two, Kyler Jacobson. And the foul is on Jorimo, his second.
Foul to number four, Dalton Jorimo. Second personal. Third team foul.
Free throws for Kyler Jacobson. His first one gives New Rockford Cheyenne the lead, 20-19. Second one upcoming for the senior. Long rebound, Bennett Meyer. Spins right, puts it up, long, taken in by Elijah Feather, and he's fouled. They had one to give the Rockets, and it's on Meyer,
that's
his first.
Five, Bennett Meyer, first personal, team foul number four.
And the Warriors, with a bucket, can take the lead into the halftime locker room. Shot clock is dark. It's Touche. Right side, Jorimo. Jorimo holds against Meyer. Drives left, kicks it out. A Touche three is blocked by Almaris. Rebound, Touche. He goes inside and floats it in at the buzzer. And that gets us to halftime with the score on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. The Warwick Warriors 21, the New Rockford Cheyenne Rockets 20. And our halftime show is next when Rocket Basketball continues in a moment.
Surety Title Company is dedicated to protecting New Rockford families with a price you can afford with professional service. Visit their office at 102 3rd Avenue Southeast or call 701-947-2446. Servicing New Rockford and the entire Eddy County region, Surety Title Company may be able to help you with all your abstracting needs in New Rockford. Professional agents are trained to research your property's title. Surety Title Company would like to wish New Rockford Cheyenne good luck.
Make sure to visit Warren Implement of Cheyenne, your local leader when it comes to farm equipment. Serving Cheyenne since 1965, Warren Implement is a proud dealer for Massey Ferguson Gleaner Combines, Wilrich, Summers, and Morris. Don't forget they also offer parts and service. Warren Implement is dedicated to serve the Cheyenne area and has the latest line of equipment for all your farming and ranching needs. Your friends at Warren Implement of Cheyenne are proud to support the team and fans in today's game.
Haley's Auto Repair in New Rockford wishes the team good luck. Located at 625 First Avenue North. Haley's Auto Repair is the go-to where service is the difference. They have the best service hands down. They'll do the work correctly and only charge you for what is needed. No blinker fluid charges from these guys. You need your vehicle worked on. Choose a repair shop you can trust. Give Haley's Auto Repair a call. 701-652-5787.
Are you looking forward to the Cheyenne Stampede like the rest of us? Stampede will be on August 16, 2025 with the fun activities we always look forward to. Rodeo during the day, concert that night. The Cheyenne Stampede and Cheyenne Stampede NDRA Rodeo, presented by the Cheyenne Rodeo Club. Keep listening. Find out more information as we get closer to the dates. August 6, 2025, Cheyenne Stampede in Cheyenne, North Dakota. See you there, partner.
Back inside the Devils Lake Sports Center, we have reached halftime of this Region 2B semifinal with the score, the Warwick Warriors 21 and the New Rockford Cheyenne Rockets 20. And before we begin our halftime festivities, let us pause 10 seconds to allow stations to identify themselves. You are listening to New Rockford Cheyenne postseason basketball.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by i3G Media.
Back inside the Sports Center, BJ Walters with you. It is a 21-20 lead in favor of Warwick at the break, and here's how we got there. For the Warriors, they are led by 9 points from Anthony Touche, 8 points from Dalton Jormo, two each for Aiden Black and Elijah Feather Jr. For New Rockford Cheyenne, they're being led by 10 points from Bennett Meyer, including his 1,000th career point, 7 for Easton Simon, 2 for Alex Weisenberger, and a point for Kyler Jacobson. The game has been tied 3 times. There have been 3 lead changes. New Rockford Cheyenne led 8-1 at the outset of this game. The Warriors' largest lead, 14-12 after 1 quarter. It was 14-12 in the first and 8-7 New Rockford Cheyenne in the second. All of that culminates in a 21-20 Warriors advantage at the half over New Rockford Cheyenne, and our halftime report continues from the Devils Lake Sports Center when Rockets basketball continues in a moment.
Don Howard Diesel, located at 20 10th Street South in New Rockford, is your local family-owned diesel repair shop. Capable of troubleshooting and diagnostics, Don Howard Diesel gives you top-quality service and affordable prices. Don Howard Diesel is the best choice for diesel repair. We pride ourselves in our excellent customer service, and we fix everything right the first time. Give us a call at 701-947-2285 to make your diesel appointment today.
In today's market, matching agriculture supply with demand seems simple enough, but efficiently connecting producers and consumers in the global market has become increasingly complex. Columbia Grain has the resources to get the job done and to get it done well. They focus on the farm, have strong presence in the grain community led by experienced management team, and have real commitment to the community. Call 947-2560 in New Rockford and Carrington. Visit ColumbiaGrain.com for more info.
Dakota Regional Medical Center of New Rockford offers medical treatment by nurse practitioner Liza Eastus. Liza has over 15 years experience in the medical field and 3+ years as a nurse practitioner. She can help with primary and chronic care needs, lab services, blood work, and DOT physicals. She is available Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at DRMC in New Rockford. Give her a call at 701-947-2042 to make an appointment or visit dakotaregional.com.
Napa of New Rockford is your local Do It Best store. Napa wants to welcome the New Rockford Rockets to the game and wish them luck today. Napa Auto Parts continues to connect professional automotive technicians, at-home mechanics, and everyday drivers with quality parts, aftermarket accessories, and car care products to keep their vehicles and garage equipment performing safely and efficiently. Come see Todd today at Napa of New Rockford, your local Do It Best location.
Back inside the Devils Lake Sports Center, our halftime count. Warwick 21, New Rockford Cheyenne 20. This is the first Region 2B semifinal. The other one later tonight, 21-2 Midway Minto against 22-1 North Border. And those two teams played twice this year. North Border won both meetings. Will it be third time lucky for the Mustangs? We'll see tonight. New Rockford Cheyenne, we're guaranteed we'll have a game on Thursday. If they come back to win this game, we'll be on the air at about 6:45 with you Thursday for the Region 2 Championship. If they lose this game, we'll be with you as we were today at 5:15, and the Rockets will be trying to keep their season alive. In Region 1, coverage on Thunder Country 98.3 locally and also on KDDR The Tornado. The first semifinal about to get underway at the Jamestown Civic Center. Medina Pingree Buchanan against the Hankinson Pirates. Later tonight, the Oaks Tornadoes and the Lemoore Litchfield Marion Lobos. Ricky Cliverkamp has those games for you. In Region 3, our Redeemers and West Hope Newburgh about to get going. And then later, Bishop Ryan and Velva. And in Region 4, Central McLean against the Garrison Troopers about to get started. Bowman County and Wilton Wing are later this evening. Here, our halftime count, 21-20, Warwick over New Rockford Cheyenne. The second half is next when Rocket Basketball continues in a moment.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
Ladies and gentlemen, your grand march. Your first couple, Madison, escorted by Jake.
They look great.
Her dress is gorgeous. And Jake's tux is amazing.
He looks sharp. It fits perfectly.
I heard he went to Petals and Stems.
The flower shop in Carrington?
That's the place. She got her corsage there, too.
Wow the crowd this year with the perfect fit. Visit PetalsandStemsCarrington.com or call 652-4040.
How do you know what your planting population should be? I'm Darren Hefty with Hefty Seed Company. Population is important in the health of both corn and soybean crops. In corn, a good rule of thumb is to look at bushels of yield per 1,000 seeds planted. Unless you're yielding more than 10 bushels per 1,000, we don't recommend increasing your population. Soybeans, on the other hand, thrive when planted thicker in lighter soils, dry areas, and with heavy weed pressure. For answers to all the agronomic questions you have related to seed, contact your Hefty agronomist today.
Just about ready to go here. Second half action.
We have a blue Malibu. License plate 149.
The same five will begin the second half that began the game. And that is for Warwick, Touche, Black, Jormo, Longy, and Feather Jr. For New Rockford Cheyenne, Meyer, Walford, Jacobson, Benz, Simon. Hankinson leading Medina Pingree Buchanan in Region 1 at the first media timeout. Yes, media timeout. 9-6. That's because television is covering Region 1. We don't have to worry about those, but here we go, second half. New Rockford Cheyenne has to worry about a pesky Warwick bunch. Here's Easton Simon, left side Bennett Meyer. He'll drive baseline, step back and fire, skip it over the rim, rebound Elijah Feather Jr. Here come the Warriors leading by a point. On the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard, a poorly taken three is short, rebound Easton Simon. At the other end, right side, Kaylor Jacobson. And Jacobson misses, rebound Feather again. Tyler Jacobson got good positioning. He just couldn't finish. Up top, left wing. It's Feather holding against Cage Wolford. Goes right side, faking the three, getting inside. Tush, floater, got it. He's got 11 to lead everybody. And it is a 23-20 Warwick advantage. Easton Simon around the screen, leaves it for Cage Wolford. Shuffles it off to Bennett Meyer. Up top, a three for Benz. Is long, rebound deflects, and it comes down to Tush. And here comes Warwick. They lead by three. Tush gives to Jormo. Jormo has it poked free, picks it up, goes back to Tush. Around a screen, it's Feather. Feather on the baseline, floats it up, air ball. Rebound Rockets and Kyler Jacobson. At the other end, Easton Simon down the lane. Easton has it knocked out of bounds. Baseline inbound. Boy, they do turn it over on the inbound. I was going to say they almost got another five count. On the right side, a three is off the front of the rim. Rebound deflected wide. Here comes Easton Simon for the Rockets. Simon, wraparound feed, deflects wide, goes out of bounds. It'll stay at this end. In Class A, Devil's Lake and Grafton are not playing a free throw shooting contest. They're playing a nobody makes a free throw shooting contest. 32-27. A three doesn't go, but Wolford gets the putback. His first basket, and it's 23-22 Warriors. Straight away, it's Tush. A step back three. Air ball and out of bounds. It goes the other way. Here come the Rockets, a chance to take the lead back. Wolford, left side, bends into the corner for Bennett Meyer. Back for Easton Benz. He drives right down the lane, had it poked free, saves it in right to Jormo. And here comes Warwick. Leading 23-22 on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard, 5:10 to play in the third. Feather gets inside, fadeaway jumper, got it. Elijah Feather Jr., timeout, a Sendak timeout called by the Warriors. It comes with 5:02 to play in the third, and Warwick up 25-22. Rockets basketball continues in a moment.
Don Howard Diesel, located at 20 10th Street South in New Rockford, is your local family-owned diesel repair shop. Capable of troubleshooting and diagnostics, Don Howard Diesel gives you top-quality service and affordable prices. Don Howard Diesel is the best choice for diesel repair. We pride ourselves in our excellent customer service, and we fix everything right the first time. Give us a call at 701-947-2285 to make your diesel appointment today.
Keep in mind, while it is 25-22 Warriors, this is the same program that I mentioned made state 2 years ago. They made state because they knocked out Four Winds Minnewaukan that year. They know a thing or two about postseason upsets. They knocked out Dang Dang that year. On the left side, it's Wolford around a screen, holds, goes up top. Bennett Meyer gets by his man. Bennett kicks it corner. Easton Simon drives left, fires from 17, skips it over the rim. Offensive rebound, knocked out of bounds. It stays here. 4:44 to go, third quarter, 25-22 Warwick on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. Off the inbound, Bennett Meyer lays it in. He's got a dozen, and probably a double-double by now. 25-24 Warwick. Driving right, Feather. Poked free and stolen by the just-entered Sean Reimke. Reimke, a 6'2 junior forward, and a travel is called. A turnover. Goes back to Warwick. come the Warriors leading by a point. Dribbling left is Tush down the lane. He floats it up and misses short. Rebound Bennett Meyer. Here he comes for the Rockets. Down by a point. Down the right side. All the way is Wolford, and he throws it out of bounds. The other end. Here's Feather, whose three is blocked. Up ahead, Wolford. He will go inside and give New Rockford Cheyenne the lead. Off his own block, he gets the layup. 26-25, and then at the other end, getting all the way home is Black for two more. 27-26. Up top, Simon drives, stops, kicks. Easton bends. Right side, straight away, Simon stops, kicks, corner, bends, three, long, rebound, Bennett Meyer goes inside, Simon lays it in. Another lead change. 28-27 Rockets, 3:10 to play in the third. A near steal. Tush keeps it in. Tush wraparound feed. Jormo fakes a three, takes a three, misses it. Backside rebound, Tush. Up top, Feather. Elijah Feather Jr. crosses over, goes right, stops, floats, misses. Rebound, Meyer. He's definitely got a double-double. But he turns it over. Feather blocked by Reimke. Down low, Jormo lays it in. 29-28. At the other end, a foul on the floor.
That's the number 10, TJ Lonchi. Second personal, first team foul.
Baseline inbound, second foul on TJ Lonchi. Off the inbound, Reimke is fouled. He'll shoot two on the foul by Aiden Black.
Fouls on number three, Aiden Black.
And Sean Reimke will shoot two. Reimke, a lefty, tries to tie it. And doesn't. Hankinson leading Medina Pingree Buchanan 20-6. They are on a 16-0 run. That's at the Civic Center in Region 1. Second free throw, and we're tied at 29. Fourth tie of the game. At the other end. Driving left, post entry, kick out, right side. It's Jormo. Jormo inside, floats it up, short, rebound, batted wide, but it comes to Reimke in a tie game at 29, final 2 minutes of the third quarter. Blair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. Up top, it's with Benz. Left side, Reimke. And a jumper doesn't go. Rebound taken in by Tush. Tush at the other end. Gives to Feather. Feather is fouled by Wolford on the floor.
Fouls up 20, Cage Wolford. Second personal, first team foul. Thomas Hopper is back in for the Rockets.
Foul on Wolford was his second. A three from the left wing corner is short and taken in by Bennett Meyer. Feather had the look, just missed it. All the way in, missing is Easton Benz. Rebound Elijah Feather. 1:12 to play in the third quarter. Down the right side, floating it up, missing but drawing the foul is Tush. And it's on Benz, his third.
Easton Benz, third personal, Rocket second.
Tush.
Number two, Anthony Tush.
Well, shoot two. free throw goes down. 30-29. One-point lead. Second one is good. It's 31-29. Easton Simon, right side, Thomas Almers, down to Alex Weisenberger, who spins, shoots, and scores to tie the game.
Weisenberger.
We're tied for the fifth time, this time at 31. At the other end, Feather spins and kicks in a travel. 46.8 to play in the third quarter. And the game is tied at 31. 31 apiece here, late stages, third quarter. On the right side, a foul is called on Easton Simon.
That's number 23, Easton Simon. Second permissible, third team foul.
38.7 to play in the third. Up top, it's Touche. There's a 3-second difference in the clock, so he gives it left side to Jormo. Back to Touche. He dribbles left, pops a three. A little long, rebound loose. Feather, floater, no. Rebound deflects wide. It's still loose on the floor. 2 seconds, 1 second. And, well, it's a tie ball that keeps it with Warwick. Every team works on this. It's Feather for three. No. And as we go to the fourth quarter, nothing is decided on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. 31 all, and Rockets basketball continues in a moment.
Surety Title Company is dedicated to protecting New Rockford families with a price you can afford with professional service. Visit their office at 102 3rd Avenue Southeast or call 701-947-2446. Servicing New Rockford and the entire Eddy County region, Surety Title Company may be able to help you with all your abstracting needs in New Rockford. Professional agents are trained to research your property's title. Surety Title Company would like to wish New Rockford Cheyenne good luck.
Make sure to visit Warren Implement of Cheyenne, your local leader when it comes to farm equipment. Serving Cheyenne since 1965, Warren Implement is a proud dealer for Massey Ferguson, Gleaner Combines, Wilrich, Summers, and Morris. Don't forget they also offer parts and service. Warren Implement is dedicated to serve the Cheyenne area and has the latest line of equipment for all your farming and ranching needs. Your friends at Warren Implement of Cheyenne are proud to support the team and fans in today's game.
We go to the fourth quarter, tied at 31. It will be New Rockford Cheyenne ball to begin the fourth quarter after that late held ball. So here we go, right side. Almerich straight away, Walford. Goes left side, post entry. Bennett Myers shuffles it off. Weisenberger lays it home. 33-31, New Rockford Cheyenne. Weisenberger gets his 6th point at the other end. Up top, dribbling around a screen. It's with Jormo now. He gives to Feather, who steps back against Walford. Feather for three in the lead, air ball right. Offensive rebound. Kick out stolen by Cage Walford.
Anthony Cooks back in for the Warriors.
Here come the Rockets, leading by two. Both teams played two-point games yesterday. Here's Wolford holding, going left side. Bennett Myers, skip it, right wing. Almaris down the lane, kicks to the corner. A three is long for Wolford. Rebound on the move for Tush, who lays it in at the other end to tie the game. He's got 15. We're tied for the sixth time. On the inside, getting in is Weisenberger. Two more. He's got eight. 35-33. On the left side, faking a three is Red Fox. Around a screen, looking for the post entry to Jormo, but it's not there, so up top it's Tush. Tush dribbles left, gives to Jormo. Drives right, now left. Jormo lost the ball, and a timeout is called by Warren. A Syndak timeout with 6:02 to go on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. It's 35-33 New Rockford Cheyenne, and Rocket Basketball continues in a moment.
Haley's Auto Repair in New Rockford wishes the team good luck. Located at 625 First Avenue North. Haley's Auto Repair is the go-to where service is the difference. They have the best service hands down. They'll do the work correctly and only charge you for what is needed. No blinker fluid charges from these guys. You need your vehicle worked on. Choose a repair shop you can trust. Give Haley's Auto Repair a call. 701-652-5787.
Are you looking forward to the Cheyenne Stampede like the rest of us? Stampede will be on August 16, 2025 with the fun activities we always look forward to. Rodeo during the day, concert that night. The Cheyenne Stampede and Cheyenne Stampede NDRA Rodeo, presented by the Cheyenne Rodeo Club. Keep listening. Find out more information as we get closer to the dates. August 6, 2025, Cheyenne Stampede in Cheyenne, North Dakota. See you there, partner.
35-33 New Rockford Cheyenne, 6:02 to play. The winner to the Region 2 Championship. On the inside, Jormo floats it up, misses, offensive rebound, put back. TJ Longy ties it for the seventh time. 35 all. Up top, Simon, right side, Almaris to Weisenberger. Basket cut, Almaris blocked by Jormo. Rebound, Warwick, they can take the lead. Feather, drives, stops, pops, can't drop. Backside rebound, Jormo back up and in. Timeout, New Rockford Cheyenne. They take a Syndak timeout. It's 37-35 Warriors, and Rockets basketball continues in a moment.
Here at Syndak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at syndakcooperative.com. Syndak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
How do you know what your planting population should be? I'm Darren Hefty with Hefty Seed Company. Population is important in the health of both corn and soybean crops. In corn, a good rule of thumb is to look at bushels of yield per 1,000 seeds planted. Unless you're yielding more than 10 bushels per 1,000, we don't recommend increasing your population. Soybeans, on the other hand, thrive when planted thicker in lighter soils, dry areas, and with heavy weed pressure. For answers to all the agronomic questions you have related to seed, contact your Hefty agronomist today.
Tyler Jacobson and Easton Benz return for the Rockets, who find themselves down 2 to Warwick. 5:27 to play in the fourth quarter, 37-35. Both of these teams won two-point games at the buzzer yesterday. Easton Simon against a man-to-man. He drives right. Simon skips it down low, and Bennett Meyer is fouled. He'll shoot two. The foul is called on Feather, his third. Bennett Meyer shoots two. He could tie the game for the eighth time if he makes them both. quite the game we've got going on here at the Devils Lake Sports Center. 37-35, the free throw spins off. 37-35, it remains. Second one. 37-36, 13 points for Bennett Meyer. This entire game has been played in a 10-point window. Rockets by 7 early. And the Warriors by 3. Here's Feather faking a 3, taking a 3, and an air ball. Jormo misses it, and he is fouled on the putback. Easton Benz just picked up his 4th free throws for Jormo, who's 1 for 2 tonight. 37-36 Warriors. The front end for Jormo is good, 38-36. Second one long, rebound, Easton Simon. Here he comes down the right side. Simon holds, crosses over going left, gives it up top, Bennett Meyer. Ball fakes, finds a cutting Easton Benz, who banks it in to tie the game. Benz's first basket. We're tied for the 8th time, 38-38 with 4:35 to play. Warwick with the basketball. Dribbling left is Touche. He's picked up by Wolford. Touche picks up his dribble, goes left side. Jormo against Bennett Meyer. Dribbles in, shuffles it off. Here's a deep three off the mark for Black. Rebound by Meyer. And here he comes for the Rockets in a tie game. Meyer holds. Man-to-man defense. Right side, Kyler Jacobson kick out. Easton Simon down the lane. Fouled. It'll be a baseline inbound with 4:03 to play. The foul is the 3rd on TJ Longy.
Second team foul.
Off the inbound, Jacobson gives. High post feed, Easton Simon jumper. Long rebound, Kyler Jacobson had it and then lost it to Touche. And at the other end, here comes Warwick in a tight game. Straight away, 20 to shoot, 3:40 to go. Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. Tied at 38 and a steal. Bennett Meyer the other way. Bennett Meyer drives. Bennett Meyer puts it up. Bennett Meyer can't finish it. Rebound taken in by Elijah Feather Jr. Around a screen, here's a ball fake by Feather. Works his way in. Feather floats it in. Elijah Feather Jr. with 6. It's 40-38 Warriors. Simon to Wolford to Simon right side. Down to Jacobson. One dribble goes up. Misses the putback by Wolford. We're tied again.
And Wolford with the putback.
All 6 for Wolford since halftime. Tied at 40. Our 9th tie of the game. 2:40 to play in this Region 2 semi. Inside, Jormo foul. And he'll go to the free throw line. And the foul is on Kyler Jacobson, his 2nd. Free throws for Jormo. He split 4 of them tonight.
Dalton Jormo back to the line.
Free throw goes in, 41-40. Halftime in Region 1, Hankinson 33, Medina, Pingree, Buchanan 17. 41-40 Warriors here. The 2nd one is good, 42-40. Warriors by 2. Chance of defense from the Warwick support. Around a screen, Wolford. Jacobson, right side, Easton Simon around a screen. Gives to Bennett Meyer. Left side, Easton Benz. Around a screen by Meyer. Benz has his pass deflected out of bounds.
Keep up, baby!
Here's Easton Simon, 2:15 to play, and the Warriors up by two. Simon drives the lane, puts it up, scores, and draws the foul. A chance for the lead. The foul is called on Anthony Tersh.
That is his first third team foul.
And we are tied again with a chance at a lead change. 42 all with 2:10 to play. Easton Simon to give his team the advantage. On the way and on the board. Timeout, New Rockford Cheyenne. Their last remaining 30. Ascendec timeout. 43-42 Rockets. 2:10 to go. New Rockford Cheyenne basketball continues in a moment.
This is Zach Folsom, a senior at Drake Animus High School. I'm a 2024-25 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. Where do high school students learn about competition, free enterprise, morals, values, and how to succeed in our society? In uniquely staged high school activity programs. You can be a part of this valuable learning experience by attending a number of the many high school athletic, music, and speech events in your community. A public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
Something about this building and the top half of this bracket. Two 2-point games yesterday and now a 1-point game with 2:10 to play here in the fourth quarter. Rockford Cheyenne 43, Warwick 42. Here comes Warwick in their all blacks with orange numbers and letters and trim. Dribbling left. It's Tush down the lane. Tried to put it up. Lost it. Stolen by Simon, but he double dribbled. And it goes back to Warwick, 1:55 to play. Coach Cook cannot believe that call. He doesn't think Simon ever had control of the ball. Here's Jormo, right side Feather, working on Walford. Elijah Feather Jr., double dribbled. A turnover. On the right side, Easton Simon. Around a screen with a 1-point lead. He steps back, kicks it right side, then gets it back. Simon skips it. Corner, Walford. Thinks about a three, doesn't take it. Easton Simon gives it back. Up top, Easton Benz. Right side, Bennett Meyer. 10 to shoot, 120 in the game. Down low to Kyler Jacobson. Kick it out. Easton Simon, 5 to shoot. Easton Simon inside, missed it. Rebound, Jormo. A chance for the lead in the final 70 seconds. Into the front court comes Tush. Behind the back with a dribble. He fires. Long rebound, Jacobson. 1 minute left. There is 27 seconds between the clocks. You don't have to foul. New Rockford Cheyenne will work the clock a bit. 15 to shoot, 42 in the game. It's Simon. Crossing over, going right. Simon down the lane. Stops. Lost it. Kick out. Here's Walford. Mid-post feed. Jacobson lays it in.
Jacobson, 42.
Timeout, New Rockford Cheyenne. 45-42 Rockets. 30 seconds left. And New Rockford Cheyenne basketball continues in a moment.
Surety Title Company is dedicated to protecting New Rockford families with a price you can afford with professional service. Visit their office at 102 3rd Avenue Southeast or call 701-947-2446. Servicing New Rockford and the entire Eddy County region, Surety Title Company may be able to help you with all your abstracting needs in New Rockford. Professional agents are trained to research your property's title. Surety Title Company would like to wish New Rockford Cheyenne good luck.
Our game reset. The possession arrow is with Warwick. They have a foul to give. New Rockford Cheyenne have two to give. Warwick with the ball. A dark shot clock. They trail 45-42. Obviously, there's plenty of time to go get a two. But with the foul to give, if you go get it to, you're probably calling an immediate timeout. New Rockford Cheyenne have one timeout left. The Warriors have two. Here we go. This is what this month is all about. 30 seconds left. Here come the Warriors from right to left into the front court with Tush. He's picked up by Easton Menz. Tush goes up top. A three for Feather. It's short. Rebound, Easton Simon. Easton Simon is fouled by Tush. They had one to give. They have to foul again. 13 seconds remaining.
Fourth team foul.
Timeout Rockets, their final timeout of the game, called by Tyler Cook, comes with 13 seconds left and a 45-42 New Rockford Cheyenne lead. Rockets basketball continues in a moment.
Make sure to visit Warren Implement of Cheyenne, your local leader when it comes to farm equipment. Serving Cheyenne since 1965, Warren Implement is a proud dealer for Massey Ferguson Gleaner Combines, Wilrich, Summers, and Morris. Don't forget they also offer parts and service. Warren Implement is dedicated to serve the Cheyenne area and has the latest line of equipment for all your farming and ranching needs. Your friends at Warren Implement of Cheyenne are proud to support the team and fans in today's game.
With Coach Cook taking that final timeout, if you can't get the ball in, you just got to throw it off a knee and try again. 13 seconds left. Remember, the possession arrow is with Warren, so they could go for a quick steal before they foul. 13 seconds left. 45-42, New Rockford Cheyenne. Coming up in post-game, we'll have stats and a look ahead to Thursday. And scores from around North Dakota if we can find them. Here we go. Side inbound. They go short, and the foul is given by Tush on Easton Simon. So Simon shoots two. He's got 12 points tonight.
Third personal, fifth team foul.
And he will shoot two for a two-possession lead.
Number 23, Easton Simon.
Simon shooting two. The junior. Fires. Short. 45-42, 12.2 on the clock. Second one goes in. 46-42. Here comes Warwick. Four-point game. Tush is fouled by Benz. And Benz is gone. Almaris in for him.
That's number 22. Easton Benz, fifth personal, third team foul.
It will be Thomas Almaris checking in for him. 8.7 to play. Rockets by four. The only thing you can't do here is foul a jump shooter if you're New Rockford Cheyenne. 8.7 to go. Elijah Feather Jr. dribbles, fires a three, banks it short. Rebound Jormo, kick out. Here's a three that's long, and New Rockford Cheyenne survives. 46-42, the Rockets will play for a spot in the state tournament on Thursday night. Our final count, New Rockford Cheyenne 46, Warwick 42, and our postgame is next when Rockets basketball continues in a moment.
Haley's Auto Repair in New Rockford wishes the team good luck. Located at 625 First Avenue North. Haley's Auto Repair is the go-to where service is the difference. They have the best service hands down. They'll do the work correctly and only charge you for what is needed. No blinker fluid charges from these guys. You need your vehicle worked on. Choose a repair shop you can trust. Give Haley's Auto Repair a call. 701-652-5787.
Are you looking forward to the Cheyenne Stampede like the rest of us? Stampede will be on August 16, 2025 with the fun activities we always look forward to. Rodeo during the day, concert that night. The Cheyenne Stampede and Cheyenne Stampede NDRA Rodeo, presented by the Cheyenne Rodeo Club. Keep listening. Find out more information as we get closer to the dates. August 6, 2025, Cheyenne Stampede in Cheyenne, North Dakota. See you there, partner.
Don Howard Diesel, located at 20 10th Street South in New Rockford, is your local family-owned diesel repair shop. Capable of troubleshooting and diagnostics, Don Howard Diesel gives you top-quality service and affordable prices. Don Howard Diesel is the best choice for diesel repair. We pride ourselves in our excellent customer service, and we fix everything right the first time. Give us a call at 701-947-2285 to make your diesel appointment today.
In today's market, matching agriculture supply with demand seems simple enough, but efficiently connecting producers and consumers in the global market has become increasingly complex. Columbia Grain has the resources to get the job done and to get it done well. They focus on the farm, have strong presence in the grain community led by experienced management team, and have real commitment to the community. Call 947-2560 in New Rockford and Carrington. Visit ColumbiaGrain.com for more info.
Dakota Regional Medical Center of New Rockford offers medical treatment by nurse practitioner Liza Eastus. Liza has over 15 years experience in the medical field and 3-plus years as a nurse practitioner. She can help with primary and chronic care needs, lab services, blood work, and DOT physicals. She is available Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at DRMC in New Rockford. Give her a call at 701-947-2042 to make an appointment or visit DakotaRegional.com.
The New Rockford Cheyenne Rockets will play for the Region 2B Championship on Thursday night after a 46-42 win over the Warwick Warriors tonight inside the Devil's Lake Sports Center. Happy to have you back with us, BJ Walters, with you. Boy, they don't do things the easy way this week, do they, New Rockford Cheyenne? Win by 2 yesterday, win by 4 today. Let's give you the scoring. First for New Rockford Cheyenne, they got 2 players in double figures, 13 each for Bennett Meyer and Easton Simon, 8 for Alex Weissenberger, 6 all after halftime for Cage Walford, 3 for Kyler Jacobson, 2 for Easton Benz, and 1 for Sean Reimke. Warwick got 15 each from Anthony Touche and Dalton Jaramo. 6 points for Elijah Feather Jr., 4 for Aiden Black, and 2 for TJ Longy. The game was tied 10 times. There were 7 lead changes. New Rockford Cheyenne's biggest lead, 8-1, and on 3 different occasions, Warwick's largest lead was 3 points. New Rockford Cheyenne is 21-3. Warwick is 12-11, and the Rockets will play for a spot in the state tournament on Thursday night. We'll have details of what's to come on Thursday when Rocket basketball continues in a moment.
Napa of New Rockford is your local Do It Best store. Napa wants to welcome the New Rockford Rockets to the game and to wish them luck today. Napa Auto Parts continues to connect professional automotive technicians, at-home mechanics, and everyday drivers with quality parts, aftermarket accessories, and car care products to keep their vehicles and garage equipment performing safely and efficiently. Come see Todd today at Napa of New Rockford, your local Do It Best location.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
How
do you know what your planting population should be? I'm Darren Hefty with Hefty Seed Company. Population is important in the health of both corn and soybean crops. In corn, a good rule of thumb is to look at bushels of yield per 1,000 seeds planted. Unless you're yielding more than 10 bushels per 1,000, we don't recommend increasing your population. Soybeans, on the other hand, thrive when planted thicker in lighter soils, dry areas, and with heavy weed pressure. For answers to all the agronomic questions you have related to seed, contact your Hefty agronomist today.
Back inside the Devil's Lake Sports Center after the New Rockford Cheyenne Rockets advance to the 2025 Region 2B Championship game with a 46-42 win over the Warwick Warriors. So what this means is that we will be with you right here on KDAK on Thursday night. And our coverage will begin at 6:45 as the Rockets will face the winner of this next game that's about to take place here between the North Border Eagles and the Midway Minto Mustangs. We will have it for you at 6:45 on Thursday right here on KDAK. We'll have a game recap, including the archive, coming up very shortly at NewsDakota.com. My thanks to Ed Coach Tyler Cook and to Athletics Director Elliot Melquist for their assistance getting us prepared for this coverage of New Rockford Cheyenne basketball in the postseason. Now, speaking on behalf of them, thank you very much for joining us. My name is VJ Walters. Our final count, New Rockford Cheyenne 46, Warwick 42, the Rockets to the 2B championship game on Thursday night. And until then, good night from the Devil's Lake Sports Center.
New Rockford Cheyenne Region 2B Basketball on 1600-100.1 The Cardinal has been brought to you by Dowen Hauer Diesel, Columbia Grain in New Rockford, Dakota Regional Medical Center, Liza Eastus, Napa in New Rockford, Cheyenne Rodeo Club, Shirty Title in New Rockford, Warren Implement, Haley's Auto, Sendak, The Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop, and Hefty Seed in New Rockford. The proceeding has been a presentation of i3G Media Sports.